And sometimes you'll see, like right along the edge of the pools, sometimes you'll see a steelhead moving back and forth, but I haven't seen any yet. Kind of been watching it.
So you enjoy being outdoors in western New York. And through the decades, you've developed an interest in fly fishing. However, you have no fishing license, no gear, and no skills. What do? You find somebody who does.
Yeah, this is absolutely beautiful right here.
Meet Joe Allen.
Look how clear the water is. A little bit green out there. I don't know if I can.
It's mid-March. The temperature is near 60. We're along a rushing stream inside a magnificent gorge. It's all just a few minutes from downtown Buffalo along 18 Mile Creek. Joe Allen provides some basic fly fishing instruction.
My favorite one just happens to be these woolly boogers.
Beyond the colorful names, Joe shows some other lessons. He displays a flawless casting technique, how to read the stream. He points out the hemlock and sycamore trees that line the gorge and keeps on the lookout for geese, woodpeckers, and the occasional bald eagle. We also receive another lesson about western New York weather, a reminder that no matter the temperature, the middle of March is still winter, always ready to make a furious return.
So is this ever going to blow over here, Joe?
Maybe we should blow out of here. The fish aren't biting on my stuff, and I'm really wet.
Good enough reason.
Yeah.
Can you do any fly fishing in Yellowstone?
Oh, yeah. There's some great fly fishing in Yellowstone.
The fishing tales continued in our WBFO studios.
Along the Clark's Fork of the Yellowstone River. And historically, that's a real famous river. Hemingway had a cabin on that river at one time.
While retired, Joe Allen continues to lead students to Yellowstone, as in the years he taught environmental studies at the University of Buffalo. Entitled Megafauna and Predation in Yellowstone National Park, the sessions focus less on fish and more toward the top of the food chain, the wolf.
And that's where we observe the wolves. We pull off the road, and with spotting scopes and long lens cameras, we can observe the wolves much of a mile, 2 miles away. And we watch them interact with each other. Their behavior is so human-like. It's amazing. We watch them interact with prey. We will watch them on a kill interact with other predators such as coyotes and bears.
The 10-day ventures into Yellowstone, kind of glamping trips as Joe Allen calls them, include the comfort of cabins. He's leading this summer's trip in conjunction with a local not-for-profit, Earth Spirit Educational Services, where you can find more information or go to WBFO.org. Open to anyone, the trip sounds less like a vacation and more like a graduate class in outdoor ethics and observation. Since the reintroduction of the wolf in the mid-90s, Yellowstone's ecology has changed significantly. The wolf has reduced the number of elk and their feasting of the park's acres of young trees, which are now growing taller along the river's edge, allowing for more shade and more change.
And fish species that haven't been there for a long time. It's really an amazing cascade of events that's happened with the wolf reintroduction.
With stories tracing back to his graduate school days at the University of Wyoming, Joe Allen speaks with reverence about Yellowstone, the Rockies, and the national parks of the American West. He also rattles off a long list of favorite natural spots in western New York, Cattaraugus Creek, Allegheny County, Chestnut Ridge, to name a few. With that appreciation comes a sense of stewardship. He hopes for a coalition of environmentalists, sportsmen, and preservationists in leading the way in ensuring access to the great outdoors.
It's a fight. It's a big fight. It's always been a fight. It's always been a fight between commercial and private interests wanting to use public lands to those of, backpackers and fishermen and wanting to preserve the public lands.
I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.